Hey guys, welcome to Life Success. Today I'm talking about building our confidence, how to build our confidence in a better way. And we all struggle, even with women who struggle with their concept of self-esteem. And self-esteem is crucial, and also there's other areas about our self-esteem. So I did a blog about this subject and it was quite good. So I will talk about this a bit more to understand. Now, confidence is the feeling of belief or trust that a person or thing is reliable, and self-confidence is trust in oneself. Now, self-confidence involves a positive belief that one can generally accomplish what one wishes to do in the future, and self-confidence is not the same as self-esteem, which is evaluation of one's self-worth. So, self-confidence is related to self-efficiency, belief in one's ability to accomplish a specific task or goal. Conjunctive component is help us to be more confident. What helped me was being in music industry and singing in front of people, or being in the fitness industry, being an instructor and teaching other people how to do the exercises in the gym. And as psychologists have found, self-confidence to be correlated with psychology. So, you know, all these variables, and including saving money and all this, influencing others and being responsible student, and self-confidence affects interest, enthusiasm, self-regulation. And of course, all these things matter. It's important for our accomplishing our goals and improving performance. Now, we all have this level of anxiety, and of course, self-confidence increases our person's general well-being and one's motivation, which often increases performance. Also increases one's ability to deal with stress and mental health. So really, it teaches us experience to accomplish certain things and goals and people and situations. Self-confidence may become more of a persistent accomplishing their goals, whereas their low self-confidence are more prone to giving up quickly. And if people do not believe that they are capable of coping, they experience disruptions, which lowers their confidence about their performance. So it's no different from someone who has, for example, epilepsy. And that's where we gotta, you know, understand ourselves a bit more. And self-enhancement is a type of motivation that works to make people feel good about themselves and maintain self-esteem. So motive becoming in more different situations of threat or failure or blows to one's self-esteem. Self-enhancement, however, involves preference for positivity or over negative self-views. It is one of the three evaluation motives along with self-esteem. Confidence is not in any formal way fixed characteristics, but ability to be improving over time. So the more you actually understand these things, the more you grow and learn as a person. So use affirmations on your daily routine. And remember, most people aren't thinking about you the way you think about yourself. And exposing yourself to different situations can be hard, but finding your limits by exposing yourself helps. And to be mentally tough and speaking positively to yourselves can learn to override fear. So one, facing fear. Two, befriending failure. And three, doubt your doubts. And four, affirming your strengths and talents and accomplishments. And five, embodying confidence. And 6, listen to empowering music like you do on Spotify. And 7, set a realistic goal and take action to achieve it. And 8, make a difference and choose one suggestion from your list, from any list that I've created, and give it a shot. You never know how you do it. So I'm giving you guys ideas and options. I will link the blog on the podcast and see what it does to help you and help you on that journey that you deserve to have. You know, we all want confidence and to feel like we believe and trust ourselves and know that we can be strong enough to go through a lot of things and have a good self-esteem and self-efficiency. So do the best you can and grow and learn and be a better person to yourself, because that's how we actually improve on our motives and self-evaluation and improving on who we are as a person within. So I hope this helps you guys to learn and understand yourself more, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Thanks for joining me, and don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel.